Ovis, Pirkei Ovis starts with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, Masarili Yeshua. The Rab already explains why does Masechtas Ovis start with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, Masarili Yeshua, Yeshua Lus Kedim, Kedim Lerevim. Right? Why is that introduction to Masechtas Ovis, which the topic of Ovis is really something else? Why is that the proper introduction? The topic of Ovis is Musar. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, a person wants to be a chassida, he wants to be a chassid. The Gemara says, three pshatim in the Gemara, what he should do. One of them is he should be very careful in Mili Din Azikin, which is why it's in Sechtas Baba Kama. A person wants to be a true chassid, he has to be very careful with Mili Din Azikin, how he impacts other people. The second one number says in the Gemara, says, Amri Law, some say he should be careful with Mili Debrachas. You want to be a chassid, you're very careful with Mili Debrachas, so that Benonim Lamakam, Benonim Lachaveiroi. And the Amri Law, the Mili de Ovis. If a person wants to be a chassid, he's careful with Mili de Ovis. So we have three things. We have Ben Adam Lechaveiro, right, in the Zikin. If a person wants to be a chassid, true chassidus is expressed, and the person has a tremendous zahirus, Ben Adam Lechaveiro. Second one number says in the Gemara that chassidus, Mili de Brachas. You want to be a true chassid, but Lifnim Yeshur Sadin, a person is very careful in his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has a karsa to Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. Recognizing the world as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then there's a third mandamer. So, we covered merely Ben Adam Nachaveiroi, we covered Ben Adam Malkim, so what's left? So Revolba has an interesting lashon, it's a Ben Adam La'atzmoi. The person wants to be a chassid, he has to be very careful Ben Adam La'atzmoi. Right? To find your true calling, bring yourself out, accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish in this world. Take the kachos Bershom gave you and use them properly. You want to be a chassid. You want to find, take lifnim yeshur sadin, means go beyond the letter of the law, not just do the mitzvahs, but find that purpose. Ovis is going to give you that. So Ovis, v'adam la'atzmai, sounds somewhat narcissistic, I guess. I don't know if you want to say it like that, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, the Chas V'Sholem, but, right? You know, there's a lot of self-help, self-improvement books now. I don't know if you go back exactly years ago, there weren't so many, but like nowadays, there's a big fad nowadays. You know, you have all these self-improvement books and self-help books and self-this books, you know, character improvement, etc. So all this is that. So Zok the Rav, why does it start with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai? Because I don't want you to make a mistake. I think that these are very intelligent comments. Right, the person siyog lechachma shtiku. Right, you gain tremendously in chachma if you keep quiet. The Gaon says it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The Gaon says that why do we call these obvious? Why was there ever they refer to obvious? What makes this masechta obvious? It's not about the forefathers. What is it obvious? He says there's a Gemara of Baba Kama that based on Aleph. The Gemara says Arbabas Nazikin. Misha says Arbabas Nazikin. So what makes something an Av? Which is from an Av, Bechal Dikotolda. Ba'amri law, it's called an Av because something which exceeded Bekra is an Av. Something which not exceeded Bekra is a Tolda. If it's explicit in the Torah, it's called an Av. So Vilna the Gaon in his Pirush on Masechtas Ovis says we started out with Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. This is not just wisdom of individual people. It's not that the Chachma that they came up with themselves. This is the words of Torah. It's called Ovis because Bedafka, the Vilna Gaon, goes in every single Mishnah in Masechtas Ovis and finds a Pasuk in Tanakh, which is a source for that idea of the Mishnah. That's why it's called Mili D'Ovis. So Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, I don't think that this is, you know, you go to the local secular bookstore and you go to the self-help section, the self-improvement section, and you pull out, you know, Ethics of Our Fathers. Right? There are books over there which are based on Chazal. But that's not what it's about. Somebody asked me last week, the person has a commitment to Musar, the person has a commitment to self-improvement, to Musar. Can you accomplish that? Can you fulfill that with taking one of these secular concepts and applying it and using it to help you become a better person? And the answer is yes and no. The answer is yes and no. Chazal tell us that the Chochma Begoyim Tamen. There is Chochma out there. And Parachoch was understanding yourself. Parachoch was understanding how to do things. So there is a element of chokhmah which are these. I mean, some of them are the taka or chokhmah. Some of them, I think, are faddish. You know, they'll go in, they'll go out. But some of them are taka chokhmah. The famous Maaseh of Sosalanter, we know that somewhere along your journeys in your day school days, you probably saw the 12 midos of Sosalanter, the 12 character traits of Sosalanter. You know, whatever the title, the name of the chart was in Hebrew and English, you know, right? That he was working on the midah of Anava, etc. There's a whole list of things he was working on, and each one next to the that. You would have a short one, you know, phrase, which sort of embodied that concept. So where does that come from? It comes from Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh. Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh, where Sosalanter did not create this himself. He took it from Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh. Cheshbon HaNefesh suggests that a person should take 13 meters that he wants to work on. And since there are 52 weeks in a year, 13 is a very good number because it'll allow you to go through all of these meters four times a year, and each one to work on each meter for a week. You work on meter number one for a week, two, three, four. You get to number 13. You start over again. So four times a year, you're gonna do chazor four times, working on that meter in a year. That's why the number 13. And the Sefer suggests the two things you should do. You should make a short statement about that meter, which you can review and remind yourself constantly about that idea. During the day, so you should work on it, and during the week, then you're working on it. You should keep a cheshbon nefesh. You should keep a. At the end of the day, you should set up a chart with 7 days on it, and a box with the meter, you know, with the name of the meter next to it. At the end of the day, you would sit there and you fill in the box how many times you were successful or unsuccessful. However, I think you were successful. You're supposed to write that you were successful in overcoming and dealing with that meter properly. So whether it's true or not, you know, it's you know, whether he really got it from the Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh was an interesting person. The person who wrote it was a Shikul of Maskil. He was a frum person, but he was at Maskil. He enjoyed the days of enlightenment, etc. And it's very interesting that Heavenly Benjamin Franklin has this exact same idea in his autobiography, written about 50 years before this Sefer came out. There were some changes that he made, but he took the idea from Benjamin Franklin. Unattributed, possibly. I think he changed it, you know, in certain ways. He felt it was his own. But the idea was Chochmah B'Goyim Taimin. Sosalanter took that idea and used it. So there's nothing wrong with that. Chochmah B'Goyim Taimin. But that's not what Musar is. Musar is, this is to tell us, to take us, find the Kochos inside of ourselves, bring them out as best as we can, and now I'm a better person. Good, Baruch Hashem, wonderful thing, good idea. It'll help your marriage. It'll help your friendships. It'll help your avodas Hashem, etc. To expand your horizons, what life is about, that it can't do. So Rav Volbe, when he talks about the avodas of Musar, he talks about how to learn Musar properly, and then how to apply it properly. He has a whole sefer about it. Al Shulchan Beis, that's a primary element of the sefer, is this concept of Avodas HaMusar. The first 60 pages, let's say, he defines, we have to expand our horizons, what man is. Merechas HaAdam. The next section he expands, he talks about what Torah is. I think it's about maybe 50 pages. How Torah impacts interaction with Adam. Then there's a Merechas, so we must understand what Musar is, what it's not. It's not a Shita, and it's not a this, it's not a that. And then he starts talking about how to learn Musar properly, and then he starts talking about how to avoid us a Musar. So at this point in time, you are holding 200 pages into the Sefer. But the first thing he says, I have to understand, what is man? He says, Mashiach's going to come, and the Pesukim stress tremendously the godness of Mashiach as a person. That he's able to smell out right and wrong. He's able to judge based on smell. And the Pesukim that, you know, that he's able to with his eyes. We're not here to worship. We're not here worshippers. So why is it important to know the Mashiach is this extraordinary human being? I want to make yeshiva. Let's say I want to make yeshiva. I want to make yeshiva which has produced the best people in the world. Right? So what am I going to do if I want to make this yeshiva to produce the best people in the world? So I think a few things I'm going to do. Right? I want to make a set of conditions, rules of how the yeshiva should function as well thought out as I can. And I'm going to hire a person who represents and embodies everything that I want. That he can be a role model, he can inspire. The Rosh Hashanah says, we have a set of rules. We have Mishpat. Mashiach is going to come, there'll be Mishpat. The Mishpat of the Torah will be reinstated every single which way. The Rosh Hashanah, I have a set of rules, how the rule is supposed to run. But I need you to see what a human being is supposed to look like. Our society has diminished the stature of man. We believe in the lack of the person has many times he can't control himself. He has limitations. That's not what he was brought up, etc. There's so many different attitudes about I cannot do better. So the Torah says no. Look at what man could be. You need to know what man is. So Rav Olba says I'm going to dedicate 50 pages to describe what man is, what Adam is. So Rav Olba says you learn Musa, you open up a Musa Sefer. You look at the Mesil Sashorim, the Vilna Gaon says there's not an extra word in the Mesil Sashorim. Chavis Lavavis was written by Rishon before Rashi. Archas Adikim was written sometime early, we don't know who the Machaber was, but it's written in a very early time. Archas Chaim Rosh, Sefer Yashar Ben Tam. These are Gdarli Oilam. They wrote a Sefer, they wrote it, they meant something. So you have to learn like you're learning a Rashba. You know, what did he say over here? Why did he say it like this? So the first step is, what is he saying? Don't just think, I get it immediately. First, I tell you, I learned Rashba. 3 minutes in, I copy what the Rashba is saying. So, the possibility that he had tremendous Siyata Nishmaya. He has no idea what the Rashba is saying. And he's fooling himself. Or he has no idea what the Rashba is, period. So, it's even worse. You can't copy Rashba in 3 minutes. That's round one of what's Dayton Rashba. You learn the Rashba again. Okay, so why did he say this extra word over here? What's he trying to say? He could have said like this. Why did he say like this? Why did he learn like Rashi? What's he adding over here in the sugya? Push it to learn it. This is not man. This is not wisdom of Adam, of man. This is Torah from Shemayim. It's greater than me. For me to touch into something which is greater than me, I have to expand myself. How do I expand myself? What do you want from me? How can I go beyond what I am? The verse says, I'll give you a message. I gave you a message. I gave the people which happened to give you that message. I gave the same Rashi as Megala to Pshat and Gemara. And that's Devar Hashem. You learn Rashi. You're not learning Rashi. You're learning the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You learn Mesil Sashem. It's the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he opens up the first parak of Mesil Sashem. He tells you, Sayyidah Hasidus, Mesher Shavuot Tamimo. And he says, so what's chassidus? What's avoda? What's tamima? What's yisoid? What's sherish? There's so many words over there that don't make any sense. Like, what exactly is he saying? What's the difference between yisoid and a sherish? Foundation, a root. What's the difference between a foundation and a root? Why does yisoid, the word foundation goes to chassidus, the word sherish goes to avoda tamima? Hushi yisbar, yisames. What's the difference between yisbar and yisames? Machavasa belomo. What is his chiyuv in this world? What is his focus? What's the point of chiyuv, focus? Okay, so we're talking about mamash responsibilities, etc. He says, It's confusing. I started off with saying, chasidus, avoda tamima, Yisbarer, Yisames, Chavosoi, Bailamai. Adam is literally Zanagal Hashem. 1 second. We were talking about Chavosoi, Bailamai a minute ago. Now I'm saying, well, man's created for pleasure. We were talking about my Chiyuvim. And Avoida, Tamima, Chsidus. Adam is. So what is he saying? I need the punch to think about it. I can't just read the words. Chas Vasarna has his Yunim on the Sefer. And there's swarm and swarm written on that. But I still am not convinced I know what he's talking about. The first time I learned Mesil Sashorim, I said, I have no idea what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's talking about, and it does not inspire me at all. But my mazel, Rashiva told me that Musa Seder is Mesil Sashorim. So Sheba said, Moshe Seder is still Mishra. I learned Moshe. I learned Mishra. I'm doing Moshe Seder. It took me 5 years to get a tam in the Mesilas Yisharim. 5 years of learning Mesilas Yisharim to get a flavor in the Mesilas Yisharim during Mesilas Yisharim. And you learn a piece of Mesilas Yisharim and you chazer it, and you think about it, you work on it. Find your chap what he's saying. It's taking you beyond what you are. It's not self-improvement. That's divine, that's Rosh Hashanah, taking you beyond life as a purpose. The Rosh Hashanah is toiv. The Rosh Hashanah cares. Rosh Hashanah is about chesed, tremendous about chesed, and he understands that the only way he can make you get that chesed is through avodah. Means you have to live your life aware that there's another, like we spoke about Tchias Amesim last week. You live your life with a whole another awareness of what life is about. It's not about here and now; it's about there and then. Here and now is just a hechatim sabayalma. That's a whole different ball game, my rabbi say, than self improvement. That's a whole different message. And he says, and you can play that role. You can accomplish that. The whole world is infallible because of you, the Silas Arm says. A person who keeps this in mind and changes the whole world. And you get that, the Hisanagal Hashem will include that. You can possibly change a world. But only if you live the world, not that the focus is not about this world. I'm not saying there isn't ways in moments in this world that an individual person can get insight like that. Person is faced, well, later he finds out that he has a terminal illness and he has a few months left to live. A lot of insight over there. My wife was once talking to a woman who works in a chemotherapy clinic. You know, she's the nurse, which, you know, the technician, which the people come in for their chemo. And some people come in and they Baruch Hashem, they get better, and some people come in and they don't make it. Or they come at once and they come back again, and a few months later they end up getting, you know, they relapse. And I've asked someone, how do you work there? It must be so sad. You know, these people, you know, difficult situations, and some of them don't make it. She answered and says, some of the nicest people in the world walk through these doors. A person could be selfish, he could be narcissistic, and he realizes he's about to die. Okay, what would you like to take with you to the end? So there's a few people, it's like, let's clap around, a few more chances to fly around the world. But cancer has a myla, it takes away the energy of the person also, so you can't do that either. So instead of becoming a sugar and clap around the last few minutes, let's go do a world tour and see one more time, go to the Fiji Islands. He thinks about life. What accomplishment in life? What is it? What do I want? What do I want my husband to be? Yeah, that happens. We don't want to wait till then to understand that life is about something greater than ourselves. It's theocentric, not egocentric. Self-improvement is about self-improvement. That's a horrible word, that word self. It's the same word as selfish. It's all about me. I should become the best person I'm supposed to become. That, it's all about me. So yes, it is chokhmah which helps me to become the better person I'm supposed to become. But why do I want to do that? What's the motivation? Why is it important? What am I supposed to accomplish? That's why I have Masechta Zavos. When I understand Siyag L'Chachma Shtika, say, okay, so why is Siyag L'Chachma Shtika? So the Gemara tells me, the Pasuk in Mishlei, right? It says, Es Tznuim Chachma. With those which are Tznuah, there's wisdom. So the Gemara goes, when you're talking, you're not learning anything. You're putting out your wisdom to somebody else. When you're listening, somebody else is talking to you, you're learning something. So people which are tsanua become smart because they're learning things. People who are always talking and never learning anything. They're always busy putting out the information to somebody else and never absorbing information in. That's the post. Siyag l'chachma shtika. So Mishnah says, if you want to become a chacham, you need shtika. Because if you're being shaysik, you're busy learning. Okay, but why is that important? Why do I want to become a chacham? Because I should have a lot of wisdom. Why? Why is that important? So we have Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. That is, it's all part of Torah. It's all about the message of Torah. Asher Sichel Meister Meir Sabbath. He's like Rashi. He says, I took you out. You saw who I was. You saw Malchusi. Now I'm in Kalmak Zeru. Now it's time to accept my mitzvahs. That's the foundation of all this. It's Torah. That you play a role in this greater reality that the Bereshit wants to accomplish for the Bria. Yes, you need to actualize that ability, and to actualize that ability, you need to you can use the Chokhmah which exists in the Bria, and it's very beneficial. But to give you that expand your view of what it's about, that's what you need Torah for. There's a beautiful book, very powerful book, very difficult book to read, by a woman named Pearl Benish. She wrote a book about, she was telling me the Sarah Schneer, Leah Shalom. But she also wrote a book about her experiences during the war. It's called To Vanquish the Dragon. So, and I think in the book, to carry them in my heart, or the maker, I'm not sure if it's in one of them, both of them, she deals with, we don't understand what the world was like when Sarah Schneer, Alei Shalom, was coming to start her this radical idea of a school for girls. Radical idea. What was she addressing? She says, we don't understand it. It says she was focusing on Poland. Poland was Mole Hasidim. Ger Rebbe had hundreds of thousands of Hasidim. Hundreds of thousands of Hasidim. Other Hasidus, Alexander Hasidus, which was basically, the Rebbe was killed and was basically shredded, was close to 100,000 Hasidim. Says, and the women were busy reading secular philosophy, and secular books, secular poetry. And that's where Sarah Schneer created her school. And she uses a mushal over there to describe it. He says, we tried to scale the heights of wisdom and of knowledge, this great mountain, and there's a cloud at the top of the mountain. We got to the top of the mountain, and the clouds dissipated, and we realized that there are people there on the top of the mountain already, because all the wisdom we tried to glean over there was already there from the Torah. The message of what's important and what the goal is and what the tachlis is, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. It's not the same thing as self-improvement. It's not the same thing as secular understanding. There's a lot of wisdom there. But the goal, the tachlis, the purpose, the avos, the pasuk which teaches me the lessons, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Kabel Machusi, Kabel Gezeirosai. You have a function, you have a purpose, you have a goal in life, because the Rosh Hashanah says, I have a goal for you. It's not to make you the best person. It's to let you play the greatest role you can play in the Kaddish Baruch Hu's world. So you learn Musar, and you learn the mimer of the Musar, and you probe it. What is it saying? What's the message? What's it telling me? You learn Masechta and Perek Aleph. He talks about purpose. So life has purpose. Life is defined by purpose. And the purpose is the Bereshit that you can possibly malo the God Sabriya with it. It's not about you anymore. I said, you're not living for yourself. You're not living for now. You're living for then, in the future. You live with Chiyas HaMesim as a reality. So why should I define myself by now? That's ridiculous. That's stupid. The Bachar Chav's around a few years in Shiva because he understands that those few years are going to be the years that are going to define all the years afterwards. A person goes to college, he wants to get the knowledge he needs to be able to define the rest of his life. Not that he should focus on these three years now. That's not how you define yourself. This is a Hechat Timsa Ba'alma for something vital. A Bachar Chav's around in Yeshiva, he understands that this is the Hechat Timsa, this is going to be the Hechat Timsa of what type of learner he's going to be the rest of his life. You can still grow later on, it's a challenge. But these are the opportunities. But life is the same thing. Life is all the hechatim sabah alma. What are you going to define? What are you going to look like? B'shaschiyas amesim. So that's Mesil Hashor and Paragal. It's a whole different understanding of what the Tachlis HaChaim is, what Olam Haba is about. Olam Haba is a praise to Olam Haba. It's a hechatim sabah alma for Olam Haba. It has the time of Olam Haba in this world if you taste it like that. Because Kol Mechubar LaTahara is Torah. If you're Mechubar to that, Samela, this world also has that flavor. Yes, but the focus isn't here. So you have to be very careful. We take the wisdom which exists in the Bria and we use it, and we use it in an intelligent way, and we take advantage of it. In the world of self-improvement, the self-help, and those things. And it's not denigrating that, it's a good thing. It has value. When it's used properly in the prism of the goal and the tachlis of life.